Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. And this is our study, our Bible study, a study of the Word. And I'm going to call our Bible study to order, and I hope and pray that everyone hears me well on tonight. I thank and praise God for another opportunity to study the Word of God on tonight. It's good, good, and very good, the Word of God. So I'm going to open up our devotion. I'm going to read a scripture and pray. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship your holy name. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting ready to read the scriptures. We will be coming from Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known their faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders. O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round and about thee? I have just read you from Psalms 89, from the first through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all the doers of his most holy word. Lord, I just thank you this evening. We come, Father, humbly before your throne of grace on this evening, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come if we've offended anyone, Lord, in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you now to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it now. We ask you to send the fire of God down on today. Burn it out right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind, Father. We coming now, Father, before your throne, asking you now to bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind up the strong man now, Father. Bind up the strong man, Lord, and every evil thing, every negative thing, every demonic thing, Lord, I'm asking you to bind it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm thanking you right now, Father, for a right mind today. I'm thanking you right now, Lord, for your word today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father, to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase and teach your people on tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord, for I am a willing vessel, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you praise right now. I give you praise tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to cover our minds, Lord, and our thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, you made us and you know all about us on tonight. I'm asking you, Lord, to open your word up to us tonight, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. I just thank and praise God on tonight for all of you. Last night we had such a blessed time in the Lord. And when I tell you, God bless the people in Radio Land and the ones that was on the broadcast, and people was calling from everywhere. I just could not. God just blew my mind last night. God blew my mind last night. And I thank and praise God. We had people calling in from New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, I don't know, I guess it's Orlando, Florida. I got different numbers, and it was so crowded last night on the line. We had people that couldn't get on the line. I don't know what happened. I even forgot to put it on Facebook. I forgot to invite people on Facebook because I raffled to 2 minutes trying to just get on the radio broadcast. And when I tell you, God blessed, he blessed. He blessed us last night. And I truly thank God. And even after I got off the line, I had given my number out. After I got off the radio broadcast, I told them before I got off, I said, if you need a Pastor James, call me. When I tell you, they did just that. They did just that. So, you know, God is so amazing in the things that he do. I'm just so grateful on tonight. But and another thing that happened, I'm at work now, and I left my stuff for the prophetic intercessor. So tonight, by the grace of God, he told me what to talk about. He wanted us to talk about prophets. Prophets, because everybody that's in this ministry and the ones that's coming, because there's some that's coming to this ministry, are prophets. So we're going to talk a little bit, and I've taught on prophets before, but we're just going to just go over a little bit again. And we're going to talk about the process of the refinement of a prophet. God purges the prophet and develop their character. The prophet has to respond to the dealings of God in their own life before they can effectively deal with the problems in the lives of others. And that we have to do. We have to get our life right. We have to know how to do the things that in our own life, take care of the stuff that's wrong and how to go before God and all of that before we can begin to deal effectively with problems in other people's lives. Sometimes as a prophet, you will feel as if you are in a furnace. You may find yourself saying, God, why are you dealing so strongly with me? you all excuse me tonight because I've been praying for people. And believe me, God got me purging. See, sometimes God deals with us because we're prophets. And I was asking him that just today. I was saying, Lord, why me? But why not me? And I guess Jesus probably said the same thing. Why me? Why not me? Because I'm nobody. I'm just a servant of God. Even though they got the apostle on my name, I'm just a servant of God. And that's all I want to be. You know, all those other things, you know, are all right. But the servant of God is what I want to be. So he deals with us strongly for a reason. Believe me, he does. And sometimes over in Proverbs it says the fining pot is for silver and the furnace is for gold, but the Lord tries the heart. That's Proverbs 17:3. So as a prophet of God, we need to let God just purge us. A prophet is a vessel, whether you are willing or not, you're a vessel. And God purges his vessel. I had a young lady that she got on about, I guess, two Fridays ago. I don't know how long it's been, because when I get in the spirit, I forget a whole lot, but some things had happened to her. She had been robbed the week before, or the week, couple of weeks before, and beat. But she is a prophet, but she hasn't come all the way in. God shows her a lot of things. You have a lot of those kind of prophets, even today, that they got 1 foot straddled. But you know, the gifts come without repentance. So don't mean you don't have a gift. You just haven't come all the way in yet. So God is trying to talk to her, bring her all the way in, because the testimony she gave me was she was grateful that they allowed her to live, because they didn't have to. They didn't have to. But God spared her life. Now she's trying, she's running, and she's a prophet. See, we can't keep dodging it and all this, because God deals with us strongly, very strong, because we're prophets. And he's not going to do anything unless he reveals it to the prophets first. So we have to know that he's not playing with us. He's not playing with us. You have to become the raw material to be a prophetic vessel. Go through the process. Let the fire burn. A lot of us going through process, we don't know why. But God is making us strong. He's strengthening us. He's giving us strength to bear it, because we have to. All you have to do is ask him for strength. Be obedient. Do exactly what he says. Don't turn around. Don't stop. The word of God says, take away the dross from the silver, and there will come forth a vessel for the finer. And that's in Proverbs 25:4. And I'm going to read it in this translation. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. We have to go through the process, go through the refining. We have to Let God use us, I mean, cleanse us, purge us, condition, whatever it is he does to us, we gotta walk that walk. We gotta stand there and take that. We gotta do it. Prophets don't allow guilt and shame and condemnation prevent you from accepting and walking in your calling. You can't do that. You can't. None of that. That's why I was just saying, when I talked to the prophet, she had been robbed, beat, and everything. Guilt, shame, and condemning. All of that came in there. And I told her, hey, I don't want to hear it because I can't make you. But God can. He can. He's been talking to you. And when God talks to us, we have to listen. If we don't, we pay the price. We have to be obedient. It's not an option. We don't have options when it comes. Because he's going to use the prophet in the church, on the streets, wherever. He's going in the wilderness, he's going to use the prophet. And so, like I said, everyone that's on this radio broadcast has that title. Where is that title? You know, and we got to be careful. Prophet must be faithful. Moses distinguished himself as a prophet by his faithfulness. Be faithful to the call and the commission. Be faithful. And so in Numbers 12:7, he says, and he said, and my servant Moses is not such, the which is most faithful in all my house. Then he said, but my servant Moses is not such a prophet, for he alone is most faithful in all my household. Psalms 101:6 says, my eyes shall be favorable to the faithful in the land, that they may live with me. He who walks in a blameless manner, he should serve me. So God chooses his prophet by his faith, and by his grace, I mean. But most of us become prophets right from our mother's womb. I mean, you could come, he can give you the gift on down the line, but most of us come before we were formed. God knew us. He knew that we were prophets. So he started molding and shaping us at that point in time. He started. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. I labor more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. That's 1 Corinthians 15:10. And then it says, first of all, prophets understand grace. Could we mute our phones? Please mute your phone. Prophets understand grace. They know God's strength is by grace. They understand that they cannot do this in their own strength. Prophets depend on the grace of God. His strength, his favor, his power, and his ability. They understand that without God, they can do nothing. And we should. I only can get strength from God. anytime I pray, anytime I minister, whatever it is, if it had not been for the Lord, I want everyone to mute their phones, please, unless you have a comment or something. If it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side, I don't know what I would do as a prophet, as an apostle. I don't. God give us strength, especially when we're going through the fire, when we're going through the process. When we're going through the process, God gives us strength because we go through something. Prophets will find themselves in situations when they have to depend on grace, and he will allow you to get in that situation. When he's, even if you're not a prophet, sometimes God allows you to get in a situation that you will only depend on him. I can do nothing of myself. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. That's John chapter 5, verse 30. Prophets are God's choice, not man. And a lot of times, and I'm telling you, we belong to God. We belong to God. We belong to God. So, what I'm saying is, a lot of times we don't have a choice in depending on him for every one of our needs, especially when we're getting ready to minister. When we get ready to prophesy, it's like this, and I tell us this all the time. Don't say no more than what you hear. Don't say no more than what you see. You can't say, well, you should just read between the lines. No, there is no fine lines with God. He say what he means, and he mean what he say. If he said red, that's what he mean, red. If he say jump, that's what he mean, jump. If he don't add nothing to that, don't you add to it. He may say Sam or Sarah or say what you hear. And maybe in a couple of days, the rest of it will come with it. But don't go out saying things because you think it go with that, what he said. No. Say only what you hear. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. God calls all kind of people to be prophets. The Lord chose the foolish things to confine the things that are wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27-29. David was a shepherd boy, an obscure shepherd boy. Amos was not a prophet or a prophet's son. God calls people who were not qualified by the standards of man. Prophets are not determined by men, but by God. God's choice is a challenge and a rebuke against the pride of man. God even called the rebellious. Hallelujah. You know, so it's by his grace and his choice and not man. So I can't call a prophet. You can't call a prophet. But it's God's choice. It's by his choice. We are who we are. Prophets are also taught by God. There are things that you can learn directly from God. You can learn. Hello.
Hello. Ah, peace. God bless you. How are you?
God bless you. I'm fine.
How you doing? I'm calling from behalf of the Commonwealth of Israel and the Kingdom of Heaven. And I just wanted to basically talk to you about scriptures. I was listening to you talk to about scriptures on the radio, and I wanted to go over just one scripture or two scriptures basically that talks about today's time as far as the war that's going on and everything else. Can I ask you about Matthew 5:25?
Well, right now I'm in a Bible class. You're in the middle of my Bible class. We're talking about prophets right now.
Prophets? Yeah, yes. So that's what I wanted to ask. That's basically, that's what I wanted to ask. In Matthew 5:25, Jesus, you know what I'm saying, basically said that when it comes to officers, he used the word officers, or adversaries, basically, when it comes to your adversaries, to agree with them quickly, or else you'll be thrown up to the judge and be sentenced to jail or prison. It says that right in exactly Matthew 5:25. So I was going to ask you a question, basically. What do you think of the scripture?
If God said it, it's right. If it's in the Word of God, it's what He said. He says Matthew what?
Matthew 5:25.
He says, "Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison."
See? He said the word judge,
okay.
Officer, prison. A lot of people are protesting now, and they're being thrown into jail in prisons. Is it because we're not agreeing with our adversary as quickly as we should?
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, Jesus always taught us how to, Jesus always taught us how to basically produce our own profit. You know what I mean? Jesus is a prophet, and he taught us how to produce our own profit by way of making a prophecy. So I wanted to ask you, okay, I'll listen.
Okay. Now, first of all, Jesus is not a prophet. I don't know who I'm talking to here, but...
You're talking to somebody from the embassy of heaven. My name is Naraka.
Okay. Okay, well, Jesus is not a prophet.
He's not a prophet?
First of all. No, he's not.
Oh.
He's the Son of God. Mm-hmm.
The Son of God?
Amen. That's who he is.
Good deal.
Okay. And if he's the Son of God, right? Mm-hmm. Other people
now,
say he's prophet.
Well, I don't know what other people say. This is what I say. He's the Son of God. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He died for my sins. That's what he did.
What do you think
he's
about
God's only begotten Son? See, let me tell you. You can't come on this radio broadcast and take over the Bible class. We're in the study of the Word, and we're talking about prophets. So if you want to join in that way, you're welcome. But if not, you need to just be silent, because we're talking about prophets.
I understand you're talking about prophets. I understand you're talking about prophets. I just want to ask questions to get the facts straight so I can act accordingly. If I don't understand how you can proceed without me understanding what's going on. You talk about the scriptures and
that. You called in, and you changed in as I was teaching, and you disrupt my class, and you started talking.
Wait a minute. Is it your class or God class?
It's not your class.
I understand that. I never said it was.
If I'm talking, then you shouldn't have came on and said anything but hello, how you doing, and listen to what I was talking about, for what we was learning about, what God was teaching us. But you came in talking about Jesus was a prophet, and that's offensive to me. Because my Redeemer, my Savior, is the Son of God.
What does that mean?
You offended me.
I apologize for offending you, but what do you mean by the Son of God?
He's God's Son.
He's God's Son? So what about, have you ever read?
I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about what I was teaching about.
Okay, but I got one last question.
I'll
be quiet.
No, I'm not going to answer any more questions because they may have.
But that's not godly. That's not godly to not
asking
people questions. God, that's not godly, is it?
Okay, well, just hang up.
Why would I do that? That's not godly of me to do that either. It says we're supposed to, in the Bible, it says we're supposed to come together.
Listen to me.
You cannot
interrupt this Bible study.
I'm not trying to, ma'am. I don't know why you keep saying you cannot interrupt Bible study. I'm not trying to.
Because we're talking. It's 20 other people on this line, on this radio broadcast.
Okay, and I'm on the line too, and I'm pretty sure some other people feel how I feel.
No, they don't.
What you mean, no, they don't? You're not a mind reader. How you know other people don't feel how I feel?
You don't know what I am or who I am.
Jesus, take control of this Bible study.
Well,
any interruption in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, take control in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, take control of this Bible study. Any spirit that is against this Bible study, Father, that in Jesus' name.
Amen. So
what about Jeremiah 44:25 that says that Jesus is a woman?
The mighty name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you.
Why are you calling on the blood of Jesus?
We call on the blood of Jesus to shut the person up in the mighty name of Jesus. We call on God.
Hello.
The blood of Jesus.
Hi, this is his mom. Hi, everyone. My name is Donetta, and I'm his mom. I know he might be rubbing you guys the wrong way, but this is just the prime reason why we can't seem to get our young males into church. He is reaching for information. Okay, hold on, let me finish. You didn't even let me finish, so I can understand him.
Because, because you're in the
middle of all I'm asking is to finish my statement, ma'am. I will never disrespect you. Can I just finish this and I'll be gone?
But we wasn't.
All I'm saying is a lot of our young males can't seem to go in church because they're reaching out. They're reaching for all kinds of things. They're reaching for drugs. They're reaching for us children of God to teach them and show them. They're reaching for all different kinds of religion. They're reaching for sex. They're reaching for guns. They're reaching for everything. But in the midst of their reaching, we sometimes get so caught up into the traditional way of living that we tend to forget that God sometimes changes things too. God sometimes changes things. And instead of keep trying to shoulder check a young man with his walk in Christ, try to lift him up. Yes, he's asked a lot of questions. And yes,
saying,
he needs to be
but
quiet.
But you have to, ma'am, I'm on a radio broadcast.
You on a what?
announcement. I'm on a radio broadcast.
That's more of a reason why you should be wanting to listen to the public.
You, but listen to me. You have to, because you can't come in and just, I'm in the middle of a sentence, and he cut me off.
Okay.
That's not the way.
And that was rude.
You come
and that
in
was rude.
And you introduce yourself, and you be quiet and see where we are. And then you
to come into your program and adhere to your program. Because so it's a program.
Whatever it is, it's
time for question and answers, then you can talk. But when it's not, like, you let the person speak.
Right, and that's just being polite to one another. Because we all can
talk.
Right, and that's. So I can respect that. What I just did not understand, what I didn't understand, because me and my son is not on the same page either. So I can understand where you women are coming from. And I used to do that same thing until God showed me something different. See, I could have put this boy out. I could have sent them out. He grown. I could send them all out in the world, which a lot of us parents are doing with these 20-year-olds, and they ending up dead. They ending up killing people. They ending up doing whatever they can do to survive. And God showed me something different, and I'm just sharing it with
you. Ma'am, and we understand that, but you guys interrupted a teaching. He can call her during any other time. He can call her, ask her any questions he wants to ask her. But right now she's doing a teaching. Both you guys can be respectful. This is an apostle you're talking to.
And you're talking to a young male with a disability. And you're talking to
that's fine. We don't know. We can't see him. We cannot see him. Only thing we can do is pray for him. And then what you can do, you can pray for him too. But while he's teaching, you can ask her. You are trying to shoulder check me
with your phone because you're in a position to do so. It's ungodly and it's unethical. This is not of God at all. I don't see God in this, and I will be leaving.
Okay.
You all have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too.
So I just want to ask one last question to get the facts straight so I can act accordingly.
No.
Jesus never said no. No, I called the radio station.
You need to get
off.
Put me
off mute.
Get off the phone with them people. That's
remember?
God.
You put me off mute. So I just want to get the facts straight so I can act accordingly, man.
I'm teaching. No, sir, it's not.
Boy, that's not of God. Please leave that
okay, off. I'll listen in. Can I listen in?
That's all I was saying for you to do in the first place.
All right, but if
that's
I have
all
a question,
I was
could
in
you
the
ask?
First place.
If I have a question, would you?
When
I
it's time, when I finish teaching, I always say, "Does anyone have
any emotion?" They often say,
"Well, can I ask
no
a
emotion.
Question now before you finish?"
No. You're gonna respect just like everyone else.
What you mean, everyone else? I only hear me and you
it's
on the phone.
It's a lot of more people. No. It's a lot of more people listening to you.
I can't hear them, though.
You can hear them if they say something. They're not going to do like you. They're not going to say anything because they know
I
was in the middle of a sentence.
I don't hear them saying.
They will
they want,
say something.
They
want to
listen
not
to you.
Do
I don't hear them saying they want to listen to you. I don't hear them saying they want to listen to you.
Apostle, can you just put him on mute?
Yes, young man. At the end of the broadcast, we will pray for you because clearly you have some issues that you have to let go of. But right now, let her speak. And when the time comes and we open up the floor for you to ask your questions, do so. But let her finish saying what she's saying. We're not saying anything because we're trying to listen to what she has to say.
Well, God bless him. He's on mute now. And I thank and praise God for him because... I don't want to have to go through that. He's on mute now. So we're going to finish talking about what we were talking about and if I have enough any time left.
Move away. Move away from the camera.
He hung up. So God, that was just an attack of the enemy. That was just an attack, and it happened to me like that. Last night when we were praying, I got a call in, and it said 111, 1111111. And when I when I open the line up, I'm saying hello. I can hear them breathe, but wouldn't say a word. I've had calls to come in that says in. That means 666666. So you know what? When I'm doing what God has called me to do, it's an attack coming. You're not going to sit and call Jesus a prophet when he died for you.
That's right.
And then have your mother get on. You know, I'm just, but anyway, we can't, this is because, you know, the radio is open to the public, and they will call. And when they call, a lot of them want to argue about this and that, but you're not going to disrespect the line. I don't care about none of them listening. But we got to keep going. Like I said. Huh? I can't hear you, sweetheart. Talk up a little louder.
I told you, move to this place. There is no car.
Yeah. But mute your phone so I won't hear any noise, whoever that is. Okay, prophets are taught by God, like I said. There are things that you can learn directly from God. That is what happens to prophets. Prophets know things that are not taught by men. Jesus knew more than all the religious leaders of his day. They marveled at his knowledge. Jesus had not attended their school. The people were amazed and marveled because he knew all, but, you know, he's the Son of God. He was going to know all. Okay, the prophet's anointing, the prophet's words are ordained and carried, and they carry power. Our words carry power, and they are anointed if we stay in the will of God. When prophets speak, things happen. When prophets speak, things change. When prophets speak, God moves. The words of a prophet is like a fire that burns and a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. That's the kind of power God gives his prophets. Open your mouth, prophets, and speak. God will back you up to say what God says. You can't put on what you want to put on. You can't do that. You got to say exactly what God tells you to say. It is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Jeremiah 23:29. Who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messenger? Isaiah 44:26. That's why you be careful sometimes of what you say as being a prophet. You have to be careful because your words carry power. He made it like that so we can have the power enough to do what we need to do, cast out demons, fight the demon. You know, we got to do what we have to do with the words, hallelujah, that he gives us the power in the words that he gives us. He gives us that dunamis power. He commands us to prophesy, and I know a lot of you have, a lot of you may be just getting into it. But I can say this, I know everyone that's on our broadcast and even some in radio land have prophesied. Yes, and are beginning to prophesy. God gives us to speak with power. When you're getting ready to prophesy, all you have to do is pray. And God will give you what to say. He gives you what to say. You don't have to say nothing of yourself. Even when you get up, you hear the Spirit of the Lord say, get up, or to say something.
Yeah.
And once you stand up, God just take over, the Holy Spirit take over. And I'm telling you, like I've said so many times with me, when I'm tired and I don't have any control over my mind, God does so many things. He uses me at that time, at point in time. My husband told me all kind of things. And even in prayer meetings where I have worked and I've been very tired, the Lord will just take over. I can't even remember what I did or said. Because you give up complete control and power. A lot of times we don't give over to the Lord. But when we do, he'll take over and take control. The Holy Ghost takes over and take control. But with profit, we have to always be mindful, to be obedient, and to listen. We have an ear to hear, eyes to see, and a mouth to say what the Lord has given us to say. Does anyone have any comments or any questions for us today? You could open up your lines if you do.
Yeah, this is Mary. Can you hear me?
Prophetess, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I just want to make a request. Perhaps you need to take this teaching again.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
We were getting it simultaneously, but at the peak of the time, we needed to get the pieces together. There was an interruption. So
okay,
that's just the comment I have. We got some few stuff, but, you know,
yeah,
we need to have it again, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will teach it over again, and I will be praying for the young man that God gives him understanding, because I don't mind answering questions, but God let me know that he has a rebellious spirit. I mean, even his mother had one. They just thought it was all right to interrupt our Bible class. That's not how you do it.
That's the problem they are facing in the home right there.
Yes, absolutely. And so I will teach this again on Monday. I have so many things to teach about the prophetic intercessors and prophecy, because right now it's the time for the prophetic intercessors to step out. It's the time, because there's so many things happening. We should be praying in season and out. And just because I'm an apostle don't mean I'm not an intercessor, because I am an intercessor. Mm. I'm an intercessor from life, because I love to pray. That's my everything, is praying. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And so, but God is calling the prophetic intercessors now. He's calling that for us to come out, because it's time to pray. It's time to give a word to every man that will receive it. It's time that acts it. I mean, it's time. We got to do what God has called us to do. We have to. To whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
And I was just testifying about the goodness of God from last night. All the people that came on last night, it's a blessing. And God did it. God did it. I thank and praise God. Now I know that we're on the radio broadcast is fully and live and open to the public. So they will be calling in, but it's a way to do anything. He should have just was quiet until he could see where we were going. You just don't call in and just interrupt the class. So, you know, I thank and praise God for all of you that's listening on the radio broadcast, and you are welcome anytime to call in. But it's always a way to do that. Always a way to do that. I thank and praise God for it, too. Is there any more comments or questions that we want to ask tonight before? Amen. I want us all to just stay prayerful. And God knows each one of our hearts. If you have a word for anyone that's on this broadcast or anyone in the radio land, you may do so. We need to keep the Savior lifted up. We need to keep ourselves before the Lord. You know, we have to stay obedient, listen with clarity. God is good. We're prophets of God. And regardless of what anybody else says, that's what God says. He said we're not prophets of men, but we prophets of God. God chose us and not men. And so the next time, and when the young man called, and I saw it up there, it had a question mark by it. So that should have told me then not to, because everybody else that's on this radio broadcast didn't have a question mark, but this call had a question mark by it. And so evidently they may have talked to someone, or well, whoever put the question mark was right. And but I have over 20-some calls on here. Nobody else line had a question mark itself or his. Amen. So we're going to pray. And everyone stay encouraged. I am encouraged. I just, you know, I like to help somebody. I like to help them when they get like that and they want to just, it's like you came to fight. Don't come me fighting, calling Jesus is a prophet. Jesus is the Son of God. He all is.
Amen.
He prophet, pastor, all of it.
Yeah.
You know, but he is the Son of God. So, no, don't come to me with that. I can't deal with that. So we're going to get ready to pray and close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, Lord, just thanking and praising you now, huh, for another opportunity to study your word together, Lord. We thank you that we're all on one accord, Lord, in your word on today, Father. We just thank you for each and every one that's up under the sound of my voice, of those that's in radio land, Lord. I ask you to cover them now in the shed blood of Jesus. I ask you on tonight, Father, to encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless their families, their children, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover their vehicles, Lord, as they travel, Lord. Every day, the bus stop, wherever they are, Lord, I'm asking you to cover them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to give them grace and mercy every morning, Lord. This new heart, glory to God, we just thank you tonight. Thank you for opening up the word, Lord, to us on tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, lift them up, Lord. Lift them up, Lord. Lift them up, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Lift them up, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Give them grace and mercy on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for stability. Thank you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for turning some things around in the atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our radio broadcast all over this land and country, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us wisdom and divine wisdom and knowledge, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We ask all these things in your name, in Jesus' name, and for your glory. Amen, and thank God. And we'll be right back here on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time for our Sunday evening worship. We're going to have Prophetess Mary bringing our word on that day, on Sunday. But we'll have our whole worship service on that day. So, and if you need to talk to me, my number, I'm Apostle Deborah Dean. You could call me at 314-299-0920. That's 314-299-0920. Thank you so very much. And God bless you. I love you. And God loves you too. You have a blessed day, rest of the evening. Amen.
Amen.
You're dismissed.